Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering. Kathy's with us, domestic engineering and saving money. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
I am really, really well. You know, I was teaching Jason, a very short lesson before the broadcast started, and I told him we were going to be talking about capacitors. And one of the things I wanted to mention is ceiling fans. And today, class, we're going to be teaching from the 5-Minute University. Kathy has tips, and we'll call them lessons. And we'll be teaching lessons on how to do a lot of different things. But one thing that kind of bothers me is ceiling fans and how they are installed, how carelessly they're installed, and how when they fail, people just throw them away rather than fix the part that is broken. So I looked up the price of ceiling fans, and you know, you can spend up to $850 or even more on a ceiling fan. Typically, a Hunter brand ceiling fan, that's what we have in our house. Hunter, they started manufacturing them probably in the late 1800s. And they're a, you know, top quality fan, and they've shifted manufacturing over to China in the last 20 years or so, as done everyone else. But there's a part that goes bad, and it's called a capacitor. I was teaching Jason about this just as the broadcast started. And electric motors, AC, alternating current electric motors, have a capacitor. And I'm talking about a refrigerator, a refrigerator's compressor, a freezer's compressor, an air conditioner's compressor, whether it be a window unit or an outside unit, an air compressor that you would use to fill up tires and run air tools, ceiling fans. Electric motors have capacitors. And what happens is the current that is necessary to start from a rest, the motor, to get it to start turning from a rest, is 2 to 3 times the amount of current that is necessary to keep the motor running. So starting it up is hard. So think about it like the getting on a bicycle. Once you get that darn thing moving, it's not so hard to keep it moving, unless you're going uphill, right? But if you're just traveling on a level road, that initial crank to get that bicycle moving takes more energy than to keep it moving. Same with an electric motor. Okay. So what happens is to get that thing started, it takes more current, and that current comes from a little storage device, a temporary storage device called a capacitor. It's kind of like a battery. It holds a charge for a very, very short time. And these electric fans all use them. Now, depending on how many speeds your electric fan is, that determines the number of capacitors. And depending on how large the fan blades are and how large the fan motor is, determines the size of the capacitor. Okay, so what do they cost? Well, I have one in my hands that's failed, and it was built in 1997. So it lasted all the years from 1997 until just recently when I replaced it. It was $9.99 shipped on eBay. And they're all made in China. And it looks like something about like a domino, but with wires sticking out. And it may have two wires, four wires, five wires, and they're different colors, typically gray, red, brown, and green. And they go to specific connections on your fan. Now, where is this thing? Well, if you have a pull chain on the base of your fan, I'm talking about a ceiling fan, if you have a pull chain like off, low, medium, high, where that pull chain originates, that's the cover where the capacitor is. And simply, here's what the symptoms are. If the fan motor doesn't turn at the normal speed, so if low is lower than low, and medium is lower than medium, and high is lower speed than high, or it doesn't start at all, or it hums when you start it, that's a symptom of a bad capacitor. So for $10 or less, you can probably replace it. You'll need wire nuts. You'll need one wire nut for each wire. Now, in my case, I had two grays, a red, a brown, and a green. So I needed five little blue wire nuts. And you can buy them on the Internet as well, or you can buy them at the big box store. But make sure you get the wire nuts for the size of the wire. And the blues are the little tiny ones. All right. So we got on a ladder, took the two screws off this round cover, the cylindrical cover on the bottom, made sure the power switch was off, the breaker was off, and we cut the wires on the capacitor and left, enough so we could see what it looked like, and if we ever had to reattach it, we could. And then so we had a green, a brown, a red, and two gray wires. And we put the new capacitor on, those same corresponding wires with the same color code. Started up and it worked perfectly. So for $9.99, we fixed a ceiling fan that could have ended up in the junkyard or the landfill, probably the landfill where most of them end up. Perfectly good ceiling fan. It probably has another 50 years left in it if we just have replacement capacitors. So what happens is people are throwing away perfectly good motor-driven appliances, dehumidifiers, air conditioners, air compressors, refrigerators, freezers, and the like because of bad capacitors that have worn out. Kathy, any comments about that?
Well, first of all, it would save you a ton of money, just like you said, Vince, to replace the capacitor, but in case out of the landfill, but it, just what a great concept that you would check that first and replace it rather than spend that kind of money on them. We both know everything is going up, but what a great idea, Vince. I just think that's something that people should tuck away in their back of their mind when something starts to go to check that and replace it first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and washing machines, I'm talking about the old agitator types, they have them too. And they are a little larger. They'd be like the size of a roll of silver dollars with two leads on them, and they're about $10. So it's possible that your washing machine motor won't start because it needs a capacitor. $10, maybe $15, shipped on eBay. Yeah, from eBay. So, and there's another thing about ceiling fans that I wanted to mention, Kathy, in today's class. I've never seen a ceiling fan. I haven't seen yours. I'm sure yours is installed right because I've talked to your husband, and he's on top of these kinds of things. He wouldn't allow a ceiling fan to be installed improperly. What has happened is typically in a house, a small lightweight fixture is installed in a bedroom, for example. And it might weigh 3 pounds, very lightweight, a globe, a couple bulbs. And it's just a light that's attached to the ceiling. Well, the box that holds that light is typically a plastic box with two nails that nail into the joist. Well, it was never designed to support the weight of a ceiling fan. It was never designed to be able to handle the torque. Every time that ceiling fan starts up, it twists the box that's attached to the joist that supports the base of the ceiling fan. It was never designed to support that, nor the weight of it. And they've been falling down for years because the wrong boxes were used. People would just go to the big box store, buy a ceiling fan, try to figure out how to install it, and they'd screw it into the plastic box, and they fall down at some point in time. So I've never seen other than our house that we built, a ceiling fan that was attached to a metal box, not plastic, metal, that was literally designed to support a ceiling fan. Now, a ceiling fan box is different. You know, it has the same capability of housing the wires, but it has extra strength built into the tabs that hold the screws that support the ceiling fan. So what I wanted to say was a 99-cent or $2 ceiling fan box that's metal, if it's not designed for a ceiling fan, it won't support the weight effectively, and the ceiling fan could fall down and kill somebody. Because where are the ceiling fans? Typically, they're right over the bed. So while you're sleeping, that ceiling fan can fall from 8 feet down to 3 feet and really, you know, break your legs, smash your face, kill you. So that's one thing. The other thing is, I've never seen a ceiling fan, except in our house, and as I mentioned, I haven't been to yours, where the ceiling fan blades are balanced properly. So what happens is, if you look at a ceiling fan, they all wobble. They just wobble when they spin. And the faster the speed of the motor on the ceiling fan, if you set it to high speed, they wobble even more. Some of them even rattle. They wobble so much. And it's so easy to fix. When you get a ceiling fan, it comes with a set of weights, little lead stick-on weights, and a little weight substitute. And it's like a clothespin. And what you do is you start the fan on low, and you watch it wobble. You know, when you first install it, I'm talking about. And it's like a clothespin, but it's made out of plastic. And it weighs the same amount as the weights, as one weight. And you put it on a blade, and you see if it wobbles more. If it wobbles more, you put it on the blade opposite where you put the weight. You move the weight to another blade. And you turn it on, and you see if it wobbles less. And you find the position where it wobbles the least until you move that that little temporary clip that substitutes for the weight. You move it in or out on the blade until there's no wobble whatsoever, even on high speed. Then when you find that point, and what you do is you take that, you kind of mark where that temporary weight was, and you put the permanent lead weight right there. And then you'll find that your blades won't wobble. Kathy, any comments? Have you seen these wobbling ceiling fans that I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, Vince. And I know my husband, he does that right away, but when we were had one of our houses built, I don't remember whether it was the house we were in and he was replacing it. He did exactly what you said with the box. He was either up in the attic or doing something, and one of the friends or something walked through and he says, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Well, this box is not going to hold a ceiling fan." "Oh, yes, it will," he said. My husband said, "No, you know, it's only this weight." Finally, he looked at the other box and he just goes, "Oh." So, and this guy was like in the construction trade, so he didn't even know that. But I know every house he's ever been in, that's the first thing he does is check it, make sure that the right box is up there. You know, he fixes it. But, you know, Vince, you and I were talking, and so many things I'm sure that you and my husband do throughout the course of a day, you just save money by being able to wire something, fix something, check something, you know, check the voltage. I'm just amazed at watching him the other day doing things like that. Like, I have no idea, but it's just amazing how good you guys are at this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. And Kathy, I just took a look up at the ceiling, and I'm in the studio. There's a ceiling fan. It's a Hunter ceiling fan, and it's over 20 years old. I bought it used, and it looks like it was built in 1997. So it's pretty old, but they don't seem to go bad. If the capacitor is replaced right away when it fails, then the motor won't overheat, and you know it should last, should probably last 50, 60 years at least, maybe more than that, maybe 75. There's not much to go wrong in a really simple design. If the blades are balanced, which makes it easy on the bearings of the fan and the motor, and if the motor doesn't overheat because dust hasn't accumulated on the top screen that keeps bugs from going into the motor housing, if it's kept clean and air can circulate and the motor can be cooled naturally the way it's supposed to be, when it's operating, and the capacitor has been replaced, and the blades are balanced, should last a very long time. And so I went to eBay during the break, and I typed in ceiling fan balancing kit, ceiling fan balancing kit, and I found all these weird ones. Don't make any sense to me, but the one that I really like is made by Hunter, and so this one has two lead, thin pieces of lead that have adhesive on them, and a clip, a plastic clip that acts as the weight, so you can find the right place to place the lead. Others just have these little clip-on plastic pieces that act as weights, and they stay on the fan. I don't like that at all. So I like the one where you put the weight on top of the blades where you can't see it. It's real low, it's flat, it doesn't cause aerodynamic drag because it's low and flat. And doesn't cause turbulence. It's the way to go. $2.99, but it's got $5.20 shipping. So for less than $10, you can solve that problem. And I suggest you do it, because a wobbling ceiling fan costs more in energy, and it's going to fail. And if it's connected to a plastic box, that wobbling is probably going to cause the box to fail and the ceiling fan to fall down. And if you think about it, if you were to look at one of those plastic boxes that hold the ceiling fan up, there are two screws that hold the entire ceiling fan up. And I have in my hands a Bic pen, you know, the ones that came on the market back in the 60s for 19 cents. Just like that. That's what I'm using. Those are my favorite pens when I broadcast. And I pulled out the ink plastic cylinder, if you will, where the ink is. And that is the diameter of the screws that hold the ceiling fan in place. So the thickness of a Bic pen, we'll call it an ink refill, that's the size of the screw that holds the ceiling fan in. There are two of them. It's not enough. And when I install a ceiling fan, the one I have above me, it's actually not above me, I will not put a ceiling fan above a bed. I won't do it. I won't put it above a couch, a sofa. I won't put it above anywhere where a person would sit. Now, of course, you're going to be walking under it from time to time, but you're not going to be spending 8 hours a day under a ceiling fan. At least in my house, you won't. Because even though I installed it, they can fall down. So what I do is I use seven really long wood screws into the plate that the ceiling fan comes with, and I have that screwed into a 2x8 board that is spanned across a couple beams in the studio. So that's how I do it. I use more screws than is required. I'd use nine, except only seven will fit. That's the way I do it. Kathy?
You know, Vince, Costco had, I noticed in their ad, they had Hunter fans, and they actually had really good prices. Now, I don't know. I know there's different quality, but they had one. It had $60 off, and it was $99, and they went anywhere from that price to about $200. So I don't know the quality of the newer ones, but I did want to bring that up in case somebody was looking for one. The other thing that they have, and they're good quality, and I'm going to get some the next time I go, they have Food Saver bags, but they have their own brand. It's a Kirkland brand. And I'm sure not every Costco in the United States has them, but if they have them, I'm going to buy a couple more boxes, because they're like $20, but there's a lot in there. And they're just as good, from my experience, because I've used them, as mm-hmm. the Food Saver bag. So mm-hmm. I wanted to throw that in there.
Great. Okay. Yeah, and one other thing. When we come back, I'll talk about how I wire a ceiling fan for new construction, and you may want to consider this for your house as well. We'll be right back. Kathy and I are teaching lessons from the 5-Minute University.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One of the nation's largest liquefied natural gas facilities will shut down for 3 weeks. The closure of the Freeport LNG plant in Texas comes after an explosion Wednesday morning caused damage to it. The facility provides about 20% of the nation's LNG processing. An investigation into the explosion is underway. Vice President Kamala Harris announced $3.2 billion to address what the Biden administration considers to be key causes of people rushing the U.S. border.
When we provide economic opportunity for people in Central America, we address an important driver of migration.
As illegal immigration residents in the United States has increased 10% since Biden took office, it should be noted this week's Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles will be receiving low-level diplomats instead of leaders out of disrespect that Biden was not inclusive to all countries in the region. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Micrometeoroid strikes are unavoidable in space. Between May 23rd and 25th, NASA's James Webb Space Telescope sustained an impact on one of its primary mirror segments. It has caused a minor flaw in data being sent back to Earth. As a result of this impact, a specialized team of engineers have been formed to look at ways to mitigate the effects of further micrometeoroid hits. The January 6th committee gets virtually no respect from conservatives. One of the men kicked off the January 6th committee by Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, told Newsmax overnight the goal of the January 6th show.
First time in 232 years, first time in the history of the Congress, of the House, that the minority leader has not been able to put on a select committee the individuals he or she selected. So that's the first thing. The second is, you mentioned it, we know what their goal is. Their goal is to get rid of the Electoral College and stop President Trump from running for office in 2024. That's their goal, and they're so focused on it, this thing is so partisan. As you pointed out, Grant, they went out and hired the former president of ABC News to choreograph this documentary, this production. And who's their first witness going to be? The documentarian who was embedded with this group. So, I mean, that sort of tells you everything you need to know about what this committee's objective really is and how truly partisan the whole operation is.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, in the book, I've taken some pictures of wall switches and wiring. I'm talking about the 5-Minute University. That's what we're calling the book, 5-Minute University. And that's the website. And by the way, if you want to go and see the list of things you could consider purchasing, type in 5-MinuteUniversity, all one word, .com. And if you go to search for it, for some reason, you can't find it. It'll say it's under maintenance, but I've attached the list until Arjun has a chance to help me finish it. But so there's a list of things you should consider buying at 5MinuteUniversity.com. And one of the lessons is about ceiling fans. And there's several components to it. And one is the wall switch. So when you wire a ceiling fan, and here's the way it is in the studio right this moment. So when we built the house, I decided to, and we have beams across the ceilings, and it's we have very tall ceilings. The ceiling's about maybe, I don't know, 16 feet tall in the studio. And there's no attic in the house. It's just The roof is the ceiling. And so in this particular room, there's a wall switch when you walk into it right next to the door on the right-hand side, and there are four switches. The first of which is for four. You turn on the switch, and it's a simple switch. It's not one of those fancy decorator switches. It's not the $8 switch or the $10 switch. It's the 35-cent switch. It's the toggle switch, the old-fashioned style. And you just flip it up or down. So when you flip that switch up, it turns on four can lights that are recessed in the ceiling. So on off for the lights. Then the second switch in this four gang box is wall sconces. So for less illumination, less current consumption, just two ceramic wall sconces. They're about $10 a piece if you're wondering how much wall sconces cost, at least for us. And I painted them to match the wall, so or the trim. And very inexpensive, and they work great. So that's the second switch. The third switch is for the ceiling fan light. So you know how ceiling fans have maybe three or four light sockets that hang down with globes or just a single globe? That would be the third switch would control that. And then the fourth is for the fan. Now, most people, I don't know why they don't do it this way. Why not have a separate switch for the ceiling fan and a ceiling fan light? Why not? I don't know. But most people don't do that. What they do is they have a light switch, and it turns on the lights that are attached to the ceiling fan. But if you want the ceiling fan to start turning, you pull a cord. It makes no sense to me. Because it takes three wires to run a light fixture in the ceiling. Okay, there's a ground wire, a white, and a black. Three wires. If you add one more wire, a red one, you can control the ceiling fan with that. It makes no sense to me not to have a separate switch for the ceiling fan and the ceiling fan lights. Kathy, any comments?
Oh, sorry, Vince. My phone acted up real quick. Vince, ours is wired the same way. We have a separate one for the light, and we can just turn the light on. We don't have to do all the others, so...
Yeah, and about the ceiling fans that have the, you know, you can control it with your phone. Really? Why would I want to say where's my phone? I want to turn on the ceiling fan. Where is that darn phone? I just want to go to the wall and turn on the switch and have it work. That's what I want. So I don't want a remote control for the ceiling fan. You know, I don't want to lie in bed and say, no, a little bit more, no, too much, back down a little bit. That's right. No, I don't want that. I want to be able to turn that switch and have a hardwired control for the ceiling fan. It makes it so much better. And what happens if you lose that remote? Then what do you do? What do you do? I guess you find one used on eBay, maybe. And so that's pretty much all I have for ceiling fans. And I thought it was worth mentioning. Kathy, what do you have for us today?
Well, Vince, I'd like to really talk, if we can, about saving money and how we do it. The one thing I forgot to mention the last time I was on, and we were talking, and I'll make it brief, but we were talking about making liver treats for our dogs. And it's real simple. If you have a dehydrator, you buy liver. And you dry it, you know, put it on like two paper towels. You dry it, get most of the moisture off. I would rinse it first. Drain it, let it go into like a strainer, and then put it on the paper towels and get the moisture out. And then I take, if you have the silicone trays, some of them have the silicone trays, or I take parchment paper and I just lay it on there, the whole piece right on there. Now, if you have a piece that's real thick, like what I have had those before, I would try to like slice that off because that part's going to take a lot longer. But I just turn it on and I put it, if it's a beautiful day, I have like a covered porch. I'll put it outside because it stinks really bad. Or I'll put it in the garage. I'll start it at night and then I'll check it in the morning. And I want to say it's going to take 12 maybe to 20 hours. And then when you're all done, you want it to be crispy like a cracker, or like think of like a Ritz cracker or a chip. You don't want any moisture or it's going to mold. And I just break them up in little tiny pieces, and it's good for treats, but especially if you have a dog that you're trying to train, like a puppy, and you're trying to get them to know the commands and things. I've done it quite a bit, and I just store them. You could store them in the freezer is probably the best way, but I would take a little out. I just put them like in a little jar or a little Tupperware container. And then whenever I want to give her a treat or we have, our children have dogs and they bring the dogs over. Sometimes the one's a puppy, I try to work with her a little bit and I give her the treats and she loves them. So that, I forgot to mention that the last time we were on the air. So I wanted to bring that up.
Okay, Kathy, how long do you put them in the dehydrator? Could you say that again, please?
I would say it's going to probably take at least 12 hours. It depends on the thickness of the liver. If it's thinner, then, you know, you will be less, obviously. And the reason I put them on parchment paper, because even though I sprayed my trays with oil, what I had, the liver just bonded to the tray on my particular ones because mine are plastic. Now, if they're metal, maybe it'll be different. But I put parchment paper on there, and you can just throw the parchment paper away. Unless you're doing multiples. If you're going to do, like, a whole bunch at one time, then you can reuse it because the parchment paper will, will be dry and when you're done. The biggest thing is no moisture, because if there's any moisture in it, then like if you have a thicker piece, it'll be kind of squishy, that will get moldy and your whole batch will get moldy. Like anything you dehydrate, you don't want any moisture. And one of the things people say, I think it's called conditioning. And what they do is they'll put it like in a mason jar, whatever you've dehydrated, and you put it on your counter. And then you turn it a couple times a day, and then you open it and look at it for about 2 or 3 days. That way you can tell if you had anything with any moisture. And if you did, like let's say it's the first day and you're looking at it, go, it looks like you have moisture, just stick it right back on your dehydrator tray and finish dehydrating it. But the best advice I can give is just make sure it's dry. Now, there's a point where you don't want to overdo when you dehydrate, because I've done that. And you don't really ruin it, but it's not as good. So with the meat, though, I would be sure to dry it all the way.
Okay, so 12 hours. And here's this was part of today's class, Kathy, talking about our soon-to-be-famous, world-famous banana chips and dehydrating them. So in the line of thinking about these liver treats for the dogs, 12 hours, and one of those dehydrators, if it's like a Nesco, is about roughly 500 watts. So 2 hours running would be 1,000 watts. 1,000 watts is a kilowatt. And in our neck of the woods, where electricity is pretty low compared to most of the country, it's about 10 cents a kilowatt hour. So 1,000 watts for 1 hour costs 10 cents. So to dehydrate for 2 hours with a Nesco-type dehydrator at 500 watts, that'd be 1,000 watts for 2 hours, or 10 cents for 2 hours, or 60 cents for 12 hours. So when I was making banana chips, and how do I know this, class? Well, I bought a device many years ago called Kill-A-Watt, kilowatt. It's kind of a play on words of kilowatt. And kilowatt is a 1,000 watts. It's also the name of a device that has five little buttons, an LED display or a LCD display, and a plug on the back and an outlet or receptacle on the front. So what you do is you stick this thing in a wall outlet, and then you can plug a device into it. And it will tell you how many volts that particular outlet is. If you want to hit the amp button, it'll tell you how many amps it's drawing. If you hit the watt button, it'll tell you how many watts it's drawing. If you hit the hertz button for cycles per second, it'll tell you the frequency of the AC line or that receptacle. Or if you hit the button called KWH, that's kilowatt hours. Now, that'll tell you how many kilowatt hours your device has used. So if you plug a refrigerator into it, you want to know how much does it cost for a month to run that refrigerator. It'll tell you how many kilowatt hours for that month. You just plug your refrigerator into it, and then you hit the kilowatt hour button, and it will start counting down or counting up the number of kilowatts. You could do it with a coffee maker. I did that this morning. I wanted to know how much that Black & Decker coffee maker used. It was 1,000 watts while it was brewing coffee, 1,000 watts. And so to run that coffee maker for an hour is 10 cents here in Missouri. Now, in Burt's neck of the woods in California, during peak hours, it'd probably be 60 cents versus 10 cents because he has time of day usage. So when they don't want you to use electricity, they charge you six times more or three times more than they would during the non-peak hours. Okay, so to dehydrate banana chips, which is I experimented with them during the last week, and I bought six bunches of bananas from Sam's at curbside pickup and had them put them in the truck and brought them home, put them in the sun to disinfect them, peeled them, cut them into discs, put them in a bowl with lemon juice, real lemon juice. You know, it happened to be the brand that we bought at the time, like a quart bottle of it. And I dipped the banana discs into that to keep them from turning brown, put them on the Nesco trays, and I plugged it in and I set it for about 120 degrees Fahrenheit, 115 to 120. And it ran for about 10 hours, and the kilowatt meter was counting up and up and up. And it was about 5 kilowatts to do that job. So if you're wondering how much it costs to make your own banana chips or liver treats, you can get a kilowatt device and find out. And it's great. I mean, it really is great. If you're thinking about going off-grid or partially off-grid or buying a generator and you want to know, how many watts does that thing take? This is the way to find out. Now, it only is good for 115 volts. You know, like that means 105 to 130. It won't do 220. It won't do 240. It only does 115-volt, you know, standard receptacles. But it's a great tool, and they're on eBay. And they went way up. They used to be about $10 or $15 shipped for a used one. Not anymore. Now it looks like they're closer to $25, you know, with, you know, the new pricing system that our administration has unleashed on us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us, and we're talking about domestic engineering and saving money. Kathy, what do you think about this device called Kilowatt that you can measure the current amount of electricity that an appliance, a mixer, a refrigerator, a freezer, a washing machine, not a dryer, coffee maker, etc. uses, something that has a plug that you can plug into a receptacle and measure how much current and figure out whether, you know, you want to be able to have a generator that could produce that much current or not. And add them all up, add up all these devices you want running at one time, and size your inverter or your generator. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, Vince, I think it's great. Plus, I think that if you plug something in and you used it, and I'm sure there are certain things that use a lot more than what you think. I know, I'm guessing like a blow dryer probably uses a lot of wattage, a curling iron, a waffle iron, you know, even a regular ironing, you know, iron that you iron clothes with. I'm sure a lot of that uses a lot of electricity, but maybe some household things that you have plugged in that you didn't even realize how much they were drawing, you would either use them less or unplug them or just be a little more aware of how much electricity you're using.
You know, and here's another thing that the manufacturers of devices that, like refrigerators, will tell you what size wiring you need to support that refrigerator or freezer and what length that wire can be. So, for example, let's say you have a refrigerator that has a frost-free feature. That has a heating element to we'll call it, evaporate the frost or to condense the frost into water droplets that can be evaporated. So that's going to use more current than a non-frost-free freezer or refrigerator. Okay. So when you look at how people have refrigerators and freezers in their, let's say, in their garage, do they really take into account the distance in wiring feet from the breaker panel? They should. Because if it's a long run, let's say 80 feet, it might be that that motor won't have the current to start effectively and efficiently, and it might tend to burn out the compressor motor faster if the wiring is not of sufficient capacity. Some people use extension cords, and they say, well, you know, I only need to go 10 feet, but I got a 100-foot extension cord. I'll just use the 100 feet. Well, that will reduce the voltage through all that unnecessary wire coiled up at the base of the refrigerator or freezer, and it will cause that motor to burn out faster. So if you want to know what current is being drawn by your appliance, you can find out with a kilowatt type meter. And so it's such a great tool. I've got one in my hands. I've got two of them here at the farm. And, you know, if you want to know about that chest freezer that you've got in your garage, how much does it cost to operate? Well, unplug it. Plug in the kilowatt meter. Then plug in the freezer into the kilowatt meter. Hit the KWH button. And look at it for a month. Write down when you start it. And it'll tell you how many kilowatts it's used for that period. You can use it for a week and multiply it out, you know, times 4 weeks or so per month, and that's how much it costs per month in kilowatts. So it's a really great tool. And we have an instructor who had a guest. She had a trailer home put on her property, and she told the story on the air, and she had a guest staying at this trailer home, which was right outside her house on her property in rural Missouri. And the guest had a curling iron and a hair dryer. Plugged them both in, and there was a fire in the wall outlet of this brand new trailer home because the wiring was not sufficient to carry the current of the curling iron and the hair dryer at the same time. And the way the outlet was wired, they used the push-in terminals on the back of the receptacle because it's quick and easy as compared to the screws that you wrap the wire around the screw and tighten the screw really tightly. They work the best. Anything else is unacceptable in my world. So if you want to know if you have a large current using device, kilowatt meter will do it for you. Back to you, Kathy.
You know, Vince, I want to say that I think people should really consider getting a dehydrator. I was at the store this week, and the price of produce is really high. Now, maybe it will come down in this summer when we get a lot of our local produce coming in. But just as an example, one orange was $1.25. Apples were $2.50 a pound. Peaches were $2.50 a pound. One of those little small watermelons was $5 a pound. A honeydew was A honeydew was $5. So I would say I do a lot of dehydrating. And I think that it's smart, and I can talk a little bit about it when we get back then, but I think that if we save our own produce that we're growing or we can get locally, it's going to save us a lot of money next year and through the winter.
Yeah, and Kathy, these numbers that you've just told us, I think they're 2X. Aren't they 2X, what they were about a year and a half ago?
At least then.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And can you let us know if you found any prices on canned vegetables, you know, beans, corn, etc.? And does that make sense to buy that? We'll be right back.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.